This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Okay, so Marco Rubio, let me tell you what's going on. Let me tell you what's going on right now. Marco Rubio and Donald Trump are systematically dismantling the Communist Party's spy networks at our universities.
Well, what's until Democrat judges stop it, so.
Right. And that's what they're doing. People have to understand this. It's not, wow, this is some discrimination against foreigners because Trump is a racist. That's how the media is trying to spin it.
Yeah.
No. There was a study by, of all places, Stanford University. You should Google it. It will blow your mind. I'm going to get more into it today. That just point blank explained the way that the Chinese Communist Party uses the visa system to infiltrate universities, put its actual literal spies on universities. They either end up directly in the research and they walk off with it, or they cozy up to people doing the research. And that had that article from Stanford, the study from Stanford, starts with the story of someone they call Anna and her relationship with a Chinese spy. She's just a grad student doing research, and the Chinese spies are getting to know her. They're in her inbox. They suddenly have all kinds of information about her life. There's no way they could have gotten without high-level government spying. This is a kid doing, a young adult student doing graduate research of a highly sensitive nature. All of a sudden, she's got great Chinese friends. And all of a sudden, they know details of her life that are impossible for anyone outside her circle to know. Why? The government's spying on her. Yeah. Right here in America. And that's just one example. And they're saying this is going on thousands of times a day. These spies are at our schools. And again, they operate on two tracks. They either get themselves these research positions, or they cozy up in a friendship, dating a lot of times, way to students who are doing their research and walk off with it either way. This is not, we don't like people who are yellow from China.
Yeah.
This is not
that. This is political and strategic and a national security issue. There's no question about this.
At the same time, having seen the success that the Chinese Communist Party, not the Chinese people, they are slaves. We feel very bad for them. The Chinese Communist Party, the most evil force on earth, having seen their success, we now have Hamas and other terror orgs building similar networks on college campuses using the visa system. This is a backdoor because there's very little approval by the federal government. The federal government has turned over way too much of the visa approval process to these colleges. These colleges know darn well they're letting terrorists and spies in. That's why Trump says, give me a list of your foreign students. Harvard says no. Trump says, screw you. I'm going to shut you down. That's what's going on right now. When you have a judge blocking Trump's effort to restrict foreign students at Harvard, that's what's happening. They're saying we need to sell out everything America has left. And I'm telling you, these universities are already becoming a sort of shelter and incubator for terror groups that are forming inside America because of who's coming in on these visas. And they are very open. You talk about Khalil, who now thankfully is in where he should have been the whole time, who right now, thankfully, is in custody. This guy should be in custody, not on a college campus. His organization's New York Post reported point blank in their mission statement, say their goal is the destruction of Western civilization. They're not even hiding it. And I'm afraid a lot of Americans don't understand Trump's just picking on college kids. These aren't college kids, not like we think.
No.
These are weaponized societies that want to destroy America, either conquer us economically, scientifically, or literally blow us up.
You want to hear about another CCP infiltration into this country? And you'll be surprised exactly where this is. GNC, the vitamin folks, they are now wholly owned by a Chinese company directly tied to the CCP. Guess where they have contracts to do sales. U.S. military bases. We have a communist China-funded company, GNC, the vitamin folks, who are now doing business, have a contract with U.S. military. Gee, guess what all kinds of information you have on U.S. military bases, financial information, personal information about people in the U.S. military. And they're on the bases.
Never mind the fact, and this got largely missed, because this is the same, the flip side you're talking on the bases, I didn't know that. That's fascinating. The same problem occurs. Scott Bessent, 2 weeks ago, New York Post had this. This is a huge story. He sits down, remember, with the Chinese delegation to start, you know, trade talks. And they admit to him point blank, they've been behind the fentanyl, the killing of 250,000 yes. Americans since 2017. They've never admitted that before. That's new. They've always blamed the cartels. They admitted they were behind it and offered, as part of the negotiations, to stop sending the precursor fentanyl chemicals that they manufacture to the cartels, as literally an offer as part of trade. In other words, their offer was, well, you know, we'll stop killing you then. That's what we'll put that on the table. We'll stop killing you. Yeah, we won't have to have another 250,000 die. And again, please don't misunderstand. People think, oh, well, those are just dirty heroin addicts. Those are just drug users. They shouldn't do that. Our own sheriff came on this show and said he has found marijuana in possession of teens, underage people laced with fentanyl. I'm sorry, my generation, half of us, the CDC annual report, says we graduate from high school having smoked pot. Well, you used to survive that. Giggle a little behind the school. You went home. Everybody was fine. You didn't do drugs again. You grew up. Now you die. That's murder. And they admitted to it. Admitted to it. So when you say that, Lee, about GNC, what's going to be in those drugs? Who knows? They shouldn't get to sell a thing on a university campus. It's too dangerous.
Oh, that's military bases.
On a military base, not a university campus.
That's the worst to me.
Putting both stories together. But so Rubio and Trump are fighting desperately for this country. And these judges are getting in the way. And they're inventing power they don't have. This three-judge panel yesterday, this is an Article III court. They don't even have jurisdiction to restrain the chief executive. That's not a thing. This is an individual trade dispute court. That's what this is. That is their jurisdiction. They don't have this jurisdiction. They are not authorized to broadly decide Trump can't do this. And as Scott Bessent pointed out, and you know, so this is what you're seeing is they're just trying to stop Trump before he can have success. That's what they're trying to. They are terrified that Trump will succeed. They are in mortal terror of that, and that will get J.D. Vance or Marco Rubio or whoever in 2028. This is war on America to stop Trump's success. Scott Bessent made this really great point on Fox News. After explaining, this court does not have the jurisdiction to do this. This is made up power grab, silly, silly. He said, look, the Senate, if they want to take back the trade, the tariff power, they can do it at any time.
Well, Brett, it seems highly inappropriate for the judiciary to wade in here when the Senate had the opportunity to override the president and didn't. So, you know, in terms of separation of powers, the Senate has chosen not to exercise their powers, and the president absolutely has the right to set the trade agenda for the U.S. This administration is committed to fair trade, and we are striking the best deals for the American people, and anything that the courts do.
I didn't mean to cut that off, unfortunately. I moved it, but he ended up saying basically the Senate could have stopped this.
Yeah. Well, that's constitutionally who is in charge and oversees and advises the president on foreign affairs and treaties. That's the Senate's job, not the judiciary.
Meanwhile, overnight, Trump was asked about Elon Musk's criticism of the big, beautiful bill. We're going to have some of that coming up, too. And he all but said, look, there's really great stuff in there, including the tax cut I desperately need. I cannot have those tax increases going into effect in January. And he basically said, look, I can't get it through Congress unless I let him lard it up and spend like drunken fools. What do you want me to do? He put it a lot nicer than that. But that's what he's saying. In other words, I'm being held hostage with Congress by Congress. You know what's really interesting? I can't wait for this press conference today with Musk and Trump. Why are they doing this? You know what they're doing? They're making it clear here because the media is trying to spin this as, oh, Musk and Trump are breaking up.
Yeah, yeah.
No, nope.
No.
Musk is using the full might of Twitter to go after the real losers, the real problem, and that is GOP leadership in Congress. This is Musk and Trump saying, we're still united. This is the GOP, who, by the way, are on vacation right now, Lee. Can you believe that? On vacation again. Unbelievable. So I'm glad Musk and Trump are coming out and doing this. So it's really clear to the American people, this is not a breakup with Trump. This is a breakup with Congress.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Folks, we have a problem. Trump surrogates fanning out to say what Trump almost said. Came very close to saying they're saying it. They don't believe Kash Patel, head of the FBI, and they don't believe Dan Bongino. They don't believe him on Epstein. They don't believe him on the assassination especially. It's really clear Trump still can't get the information on the assassination. This is remarkable, but I predicted it. I told you that they would have a very hard time taking control of the FBI, if it could even be done at all. It is a rogue agency. And I've been saying there is only one way to do it, and they won't do it. They haven't done it anyway. Maybe they will. Maybe they'll start. I don't know. They're going to have to go through there with an axe and fire everyone. Mid-level and up, gone. Wipe them all out. I'm sure there's one or two, maybe three tops good people in there. But when you have Robert Mueller and James Comey doing the hiring for 20 years, you've got to be a Bush neocon or a Democrat, same thing, really, to get into the FBI during that period. There's almost no one good in there. We got to wipe the slate clean, Noah's Ark style. I'm talking the flood. Wipe them out. Or this is not going to change. You ever seen one of those hostage videos of the Americans, and they're on there, and they're talking about how bad their government is, and you could tell there's a guy behind the curtain with a gun, and it's to their head? You know, hostage video, right? That's what you're watching from Bongino and Patel right now. What they can't tell you in these interviews with Fox that they've done, but they're telegraphing, is this. We are not hiding the truth. We can only tell you what we can get. And we can't get much. Because why? They are leading rogue agencies. You can move your box and your pictures and set up in an office. They'll let you through. But they ain't cooperating. That came through in every part of this interview. Here's the part where Bongino talks about how they had to run around and find everything that James Comey hid. He claims there's some people who are cooperating and helping them find things in the agency. This is like an Easter egg hunt where things are hidden. What does this mean? We don't have operational control over these agencies. People are beginning to tear Bongino and Patel apart on X. People are over it. They want indictments. They want firings. They want something. And Bongino and Patel can't say, we don't have control of this agency. It may be uncontrollable. We just have offices there. So they have to talk in code. Here's some of that code. This is remarkable, folks. This is going to be hand-to-hand combat. No, literally, because we have to get them physically out of the building, fire them, get past the liberal judges who will sue Trump for firing them, and the firing has to start now. Or the very people that on paper answer to Bongino and Patel will be the ones putting them in prison 5 minutes after Trump leaves office if the Democrats win again. Here is Bongino explaining the game they have to play inside the FBI.
Jim Comey, we're finding stuff even now. Wait till you read the stuff that's coming out.
Does he still have loyalists in the building? Because when I hear the FBI director saying, you guys are finding boxes that are hidden. Okay, how does that happen in the Bureau?
Well, we were there a couple of weeks, and luckily there were a lot of people up there who grabbed us by the arm the minute we came in and said, thank you for being here. You know, we need to talk. There are people there who are really horrified at what happened. And there was a room, and we found stuff, a lot of stuff.
A hidden room.
I wouldn't call it hidden, but hidden from us, at least, and not mentioned to us. And then we found stuff in there, and a lot of it's from the Comey era, and we are working our damnedest right now to declassify. And just so you know, because I get the public, I totally understand people saying, well, do it now. The process is not all the information is ours to declassify. Some is other intelligence agencies. It's not, we literally can't do it. Once that gets done and that gets out there and you read some of the stuff we found that, by the way, was not processed through the normal procedure, digitizing it, putting in FBI records. Right. We found it in bags hiding under Jim Comey's FBI. Quickly, you're going
to
be stunned.
The shells on the beach. Can you not talk to social?
It's a game. They're running around trying to get stuff. Now, listen to how this is going, okay? Because Trump has already thrown these two under the bus very subtly. And he's asked by Brett Baer, they're saying there's no there with your assassination. He didn't have any help. Just ignore the overseas accounts. You don't need to know anything about those. You don't need to know anything about his contacts. You don't need to know anything about anything. Here, we'll produce a report. Can we see the, you know, since Crooks is dead, can we see the original data? Can you just open a file, show us everything? No, we can't. Listen closely to the folks. You know what this is? This is JFK assassination all over again. We still can't get that stuff. Trump can't get that stuff. He's trying now. You think we can get his own assassination attempt? Heck no, we can't. Listen to this. As even the Fox News hosts aren't buying Patel and Bongino's lies. They're not lies. They're distractions. They're dodges. They're just not buying. And they're playing for them. Look, Trump doesn't even believe you. Take a listen.
There's a lot of frustration that we still don't know about that shooter in Butler.
By the way, okay, so what's going on here? I'm sorry, I should have set that up a little better. What's going on here is they're playing Trump for Bongino, going, look, you know, your boss doesn't really believe you when you say there's no there with the assassination.
There's a lot of frustration that we still don't know about that shooter in Butler. And we don't know about his communications. Will we get transparency?
I thought it was strange. You know, the one guy had 18 cell phones. Okay. I have a lot of cell phones, but I have like two. You know, I call that a lot. And I think I probably make more calls than him. They live outside of Butler in a little place. Where did they get this lawyer that would represent IBM and would represent ExxonMobil?
You're the president. Can't
they
you
end
find
up,
out?
No, Secret Service. They tell me it's fine. But it's a little hard to believe, to be honest with you, okay? It's a little bit hard to believe as I get that throbbing feeling.
So, Dan, the question is that a lot of people have wondered is, did this kid have help? He could not have pulled it off by himself. Was there a foreign actor? Did someone provide him with the weapons? Was there chatter online?
Well, let's be clear. There are two separate parallel tracks here. Foreign actors targeting people in the United States, and it's not just the president, it's others. That is a very real track. The question is, do they intersect? The case file now, which, by the way, we are going to make another public release on this coming up. We're just kind of finishing up the product now to make sure it's tight and put together. You're going to see a lot of what you've heard about online does not exist in the case file. I'm not telling you information may not surface later. We do the PDB, the President's Daily Brief. We get the same brief, me and Cash, every morning. We have warned people out, telling them if there's something there we want to find. They have shaken every tree on this.
You mean you talked to his classmates, you talked to his family, you've talked to everyone? Because they burned the body, cremated, and they cleaned the whole house out.
Yeah, and here's the thing. There are, like with the Epstein case, for example, we have a number of significantly odd abnormalities that would make a normal person go, huh? What? Mm-hmm. If Lawrence is near his bank at
okay.
4 o'clock.
Here's what you're hearing here. Trump doesn't believe Bongino and Patel. That's what you're hearing. Fox News doesn't even believe Pongino and Patel. And they'll fall for like anything if it's from an official agency, okay? They've fallen for every hoax, these people at Fox, and they don't even believe Pongino and Patel. Finally, they're even pointing out, hey, look, y'all, this is not adding up on Crooks. Now, listen to what Bongino is saying. Well, I can only tell you what's in the file, i.e., I can only tell you what I can get my hands on, i.e., we don't really run this agency. So we're having to do a sleuthing operation in there to get the hostile Democrats to turn stuff over. And I mean, did you hear what Bongino is saying? He is the deputy damn director of the FBI. Well, we got a tip this morning. What'd you get a tip on, buddy? Oh, we got a tip on the Crooks assassination. A tip? It's like he's running an investigation inside the FBI to find out what Crooks did. And he's basically saying, I can only tell you what I can learn. Damn it. Fire them all. Pull them into the office. I want every piece of Crooks evidence. No run around FBI. Oh, we're going to run around trying to find a tip about the Crooks assassination. Give it to me now. No, you're fired. Leave. Next in line. Give it to me now. No, you're fired. Leave. And that is what is pissing people off online. Well, we're doing an investigation. We can only tell you about the assassination what we can find. Are you kidding me? Has anyone been fired? Two people. Head of NY, head of Washington, D.C., they were pushed out. No more firings. And they want us to accept, well, we'll give you a little report at the end. Well, yeah, I would just whatever we're able to find. I mean, you know, whatever they won't give us, you just won't know. Trump is losing confidence fast. What is happening here?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Remarkable thing is happening, folks, that I only dreamed about in the past. Since Liberation Day, the mainstream media, including the financial media, has been trying to tank the stock market, the bond market. Absolute, utter decimation of the economy. They're doing it because it worked for them before when they did it with COVID. But they can't. They can't whoop the public into hysteria that they need to crash the markets and get the Senate to take back Trump's tariff authority so he can't succeed. They're terrified he's going to succeed. Don't kid yourself. They're not afraid for the economy. They're not afraid for jobs. They're afraid of very real accomplishments by Donald Trump. They can't do any of it. Do you know why? Their sheeple don't believe them anymore. A remarkable thing is happening right now. Let's start with CNN. And there's a reason this happened this month. Jake Tapper is doing a Don't Believe Me tour. Going everywhere. Oh, I didn't know. I had to lie to you. Folks, do you remember the extent of the lie on Joe Biden? It wasn't one or two times. It wasn't just they just kind of ignored a couple of speeches where he seemed demented. It went on and on and on and on and on. Cheap fake, cheap fake, cheap fake, cheap fake. Republicans are lying to you. It's a hoax. It's a conspiracy. And there's nothing wrong with Joe Biden. Over and over and over and over. Like a mantra, like a hypnotist. Well, when you spend a month, and one of the biggest stories the last 2 weeks has been Jake Tapper's book, telling the sheeple, and we got it wrong. What happens to your show when you do that? Jake Tapper's CNN show hits its lowest ratings since 2015, despite Biden book buzz. It's number one right now. Why? Because what he's telling them? We didn't tell you the truth. And these sheeple are so sheepy. You got to hit them upside the head with it. And Tapper is. It's killing the left. Good. They're imploding. CNN host Jake Tapper had his lowest rated month in nearly a decade, May, despite the whirlwind publicity tour giving him an onslaught of attention. Yeah, they're advertising for the fact we're not going to tell you the truth until it doesn't matter anymore. Shedding 25% of CNN's audience in its time slot. Unbelievable over the same period last year. This station's picked up 30,000 new listeners. And that's not a nationwide barometer, but it shows you. A lot of them are nationwide. It just shows you. You don't lie, you grow right now. People go into places to find real things. They want real news. And folks, it's not just going on at CNN. MSNBC this month, listen to this, down 41% in viewership over this month last year. 41%. An absolute, by the way, humiliation for Jen Psaki. Circle back. Probably one of the most talented liars I've ever had the pleasure to play her audio and debunk it. Very gifted, much better liar than Karine Jean-Pierre ever could be. MSNBC's viewership again has dropped 41% in primetime. This isn't us leaving. We never watch these outlets. This is the sheeple. When you lie to your sheeple for long enough, even the sheepiest begin to figure it out. They're figuring it out, and that is why they can't tank the bond market. They can't. They're trying. They can't. They've gotten the closest with the bond market. They can't tank the stock market. The most remarkable number all month that I have brought you is from Vanguard. 97% of individual stock owners, mom and pops, 401ks, have not sold since Trump took office. They threw everything at us they had. They threw the kitchen sink. And they could only tank the market a few thousand points because that was all the institutionals who are getting calls from Democrats. If we ever get power again, we're going to SEC investigate your rear end if you don't sell, 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 sell. Tank the market. And they wanted to scare people into selling off their stock. They can't do it. Why? No one's listening to them. And the Tapper tour is killing them. It is killing. He is literally trying to profit by running around telling his sheeple, yeah, we lie to you. Sorry, here's my mea culpa. Want to buy my book? Oh, you got to buy my book. You have to pay money to find out real things. Well, no, you can just listen to us. Heck, even for this, you can even listen to Fox News. They got the dementia story right. Texter writes, hey, Tira, put Tom Homan in charge of the FBI for 1 month. Texter writes, reminds me of Trey Gowdy. Folks, pay attention to what's going on here. This is absolutely fascinating. The Trump surrogates are coming out with the long knives for Patel and Bongino. For instance, former Trump spokesperson Liz Harrington, you know her? If you saw her face, you'd recognize her. She's been a Trump spokesperson for a long time. She's in that orbit. Blasted FBI Director Kash Patel and Deputy Director Dan Bongino yesterday. She tweeted, investigating the cocaine at the White House and the Dobbs case leak are performative theater. Meanwhile, they have closed the most important case, July 13th. What's that? Trump's assassination. Damn. Those are orchestrated hits. This is the kind of thing when you come from Trump's circle like that, Trump can't say it. They are. And Trump's all but saying it. Harrington also tweeted, I'm sorry, the investigation into Trump's assassination is closed. Who were you briefed by? She's talking to Patel and Bongino. The people came in, hosed down the crime scene, cremated the body, stonewalled congressional investigators, and lawyered up the family. There is a there, because we know nothing about Crooks or who he was talking to. If this is true, they need to come out with everything they know and why and how a 20-year-old pulled it off by himself. The former FBI director just called for another hit on President Trump, talking about Comey, the assassination call. We must get serious about what is going on. She is blasting Bongino and Patel. Unbelievable. Trump's going to have to act here. He's going to have to, or he's going to get hit again. He says they took advantage of him because he was new in Washington. And he says that the reason, several of his judges have ruled against him, as happened yesterday with that three-judge panel, the trade panel, is because he listened, this is a quote, listened to a sleazebag named Leonard Leo, a bad person who in his own way probably hates America. He blames the Federalist Society, he says, for taking advantage of him when he was new to Washington. What do you think about that? Here's what he wrote in a epic Truth social post. The U.S. Court of International Trade incredibly ruled against the United States of America on desperately needed tariffs. But fortunately, the full 11-judge panel on the Court of Appeals for the Federal Court Circuit has just stayed the order by the Manhattan-based Court of International Trade. Where do these initial three judges come from? How is it possible for them to have potentially done such damage to the United States of America? Is it purely a hatred of Trump? What other reason could it be? He says, I was new to Washington and it was suggested that I use the Federalist Society as a recommending source on judges. I did so openly and freely, but then realized they were under the thumb of a real sleazebag named Leonard Leo, a bad person who, in his own way, probably hates America and obviously has his own separate ambitions. He also brags how he controls judges and even justices of the United States Supreme Court. I hope that is not so and don't believe that it is. In any event, Leo left the Federalist Society to do his own thing. I am so disappointed in the Federalist Society because of the bad advice they gave me on numerous judicial nominations. Yeah, you know who? Amy Coney Barrett. I said at the time, she's a disaster. She is an open borders Bush style neocon, barely a Republican, certainly not a conservative. She's an internationalist. She's a disaster. And she's now ruling exactly as I said. And look, I'm not even the president. I was able to figure this out. She was a bad appointment. I got blistered by you guys at the time. Anyway, whatever. This is something that cannot be forgotten, Trump writes. With all that said, I am very proud of many of our picks, but disappointed in others. They always must do what's right for the country. In this case, it is only because of my successful use of tariffs that many trillions of dollars have already begun pouring into the USA from other countries. He says he's going to appoint better judges this time and not listen to the Federalist Society. A remarkable admission from the president that the Federalist Society took advantage of him, and that's why he appointed so many bad judges, and some of them are ruling against him today. Love to know what you think about this. 800-905-0989 is the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.